The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. That's what Tertullian said back in the second century. Tertullian was a second century theologian and writer who noticed that wherever there were persecutions and martyrdoms all around the Roman Empire, the faith would grow and flourish. And so he said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Certainly true for the saint we celebrate today, because back in the year 1646, in what's now upstate New York, what was then known as New France, the Iroquois Indian tomahawked two French Jesuit missionary priests, Isaac Jogues and John de Brebeuf. They would later be canonized as martyrs. We know them today as the North American martyrs. And on that same spot, where those two saints were martyred, 9 years later, a little baby girl would be born who is our saint for the day. She would be known as Saint Kateri Tekowitha. Now, neither Kateri nor Tekowitha is her real name. We don't really know what her real name was. Kateri was her baptismal name. She was a Mohawk Indian, and the closest that she could come to Catherine of Siena, which was the saint she wanted to take, was Kateri. She became known as Kateri. Tekowitha literally means she who bumps into things. Because when she was only 4 years old, a terrible smallpox epidemic swept through the tribe, killed her mother, killed her father, brothers and sisters, and left poor Kateri disfigured in her face for the rest of her life, and left her almost completely blind. Now, the Mohawk had an animist religion, didn't comfort Kateri in the slightest. Animist religions, you know, they believe that there's a spirit in everything. There's a spirit in the lake, and there's a spirit of the trees, and there's a spirit of the mountains. Well, let me tell you, when you're living a life of suffering and all of your family has died, animist religions offer no comfort whatsoever. But the French Jesuit missionaries were preaching this strange religion about a God who became a man and took the sufferings of the world onto himself and rose from the dead again and gave meaning to all human suffering. And Kateri was fascinated, couldn't get enough of it. She drummed up the courage to be baptized at the age of 19, and immediately all of her sufferings increased. The tribe rejected her. She would not work on Sundays. They would not let her eat on Sundays. A terrible plague destroyed half the crop. Kateri was blamed. Her only hope was in marriage. And the Mohawk was a marriage culture, and even a woman who was blind and disfigured would certainly find a husband, no question about it. But Kateri did something utterly unheard of in her culture. She made a vow of virginity. She said, I belong entirely to Jesus Christ. I entrust myself completely to him. And she spent the rest of her days caring for the sick and the dying, the very people no one else would care for. She herself contracted illness and died at the age of 24. Eyewitnesses say that the moment she died, something extraordinary happened. All of her facial disfigurement was healed. She was restored to youthful beauty immediately. Everyone gasped in awe and they recognized this was a holy woman. And since the 1800s, Native Americans have clamored for the canonization of Kateri Tekakwitha, a favor which was granted by Pope Benedict XVI in 2012. Because for years, they said there were all of these miracles and favors that were associated with the prayers of St. Kateri. And they said, somebody's up there in heaven answering her mail. When are you going to canonize this lady? The miracle that put her over the top. A Nez Perce Indian boy living in Washington State was dying from a flesh-eating bacteria that had disfigured his face. Prayed for the intercession of St. Kateri and was immediately healed. Now, if there's a lesson from the life of St. Kateri, it is this. Holiness thrives on the cross. Because the more Kateri suffered, the closer she came to Christ. But understand, it doesn't have to be that way. If you really want to, you can take all of your sufferings and get mad at God, raise a clenched fist to the heavens and say, "Why me, God, why me?" It doesn't have to be that way. But we want to be like the saints. They called her the Lily of the Mohawk. And we're going to ask for her prayers today to help us to embrace our crosses with faith and bravery. St. Kateri Tekakwitha, pray for us.